B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
833-973-0969. Call that number. If you are like a seriously attractive human being.
No. We want to know. Are you, you have, call if you are hot and you know you're hot.
Yes.
Because I have questions.
Okay. 833-973-0969. Before you bring that up, Pebs, let me play Million Dollar Mini Mix number 38, a new one. So if you were working yesterday and you missed it, somebody solved the last one. So get down and grind with me out of your head. And before you ask, Swagger Like Us was number two, okay? Here's Million Dollar Mini Mix number 38. Solve it at 8 o'clock. You'll get into the Million Dollar Mix. And by the way, this is the last week for you to get in to the Million Dollar Mix. After this week, there will be no more getting into the Million Dollar Mix. So if you want that life-changing event to happen to you, you need to listen hard this week, all right? And solve this. At 8 o'clock. Okay. Pebbles, the floor is yours.
Okay. So the other day, I was going for a walk around Castle Island. And as I'm walking, coming towards the end of my, you know, loop, I see this guy, like, running toward me. Not specifically toward me, but running in the direction opposite of where I was walking. And as he got closer, I was like, oh, he's cute. Then he kept, you know, he kept coming. He had, you know, just shorts on, no shirt, you know, listening to music or whatever. And I was like, wow, he's hot. And then the first question I thought was, I wonder if he knows he's hot. And then I went down this whole rabbit hole in my head,
in your head,
about hot people and whether or not they know they're hot.
Were you staring at this majestic creature
No.
the entire time, which would have made it seem creepy?
No, I wasn't. It was more, honestly, I swear, everything happened so fast in my head. It was more like, oh, he's cute. He's hot. I wonder if he thinks, if he knows he's hot. And you mentioned attractive. Attractive's part of being hot. Like, I think, to me, I think hot is like a combination of you're cute, you're attractive, you're beautiful, you're sexy. Like, it's all of that together.
Yes, yes.
And yeah. So, like, for me, I think I'm cute. I think I'm attractive. Do I think I have all that other stuff? Maybe on occasion, but no. So I wouldn't consider myself hot, but
I consider myself a taste. No, like, I think that I am. There's people out there who, like you said, they're just straight hot. Everybody can agree on it. Then there's other people who are like, I don't think I'm ugly, but I will just say I'm not everyone's type. So yeah. I'm a taste.
That's, you know, like, somebody, a good way to put it. No, I know
that that's what I am. Like, yeah. Somebody will look at me and they'll be like, I don't think anyone will look at me and go, ugh, gross. I think they'll look at me and go, yeah, you know what? I'm not into a guy with all those tattoos. He's a little too brown for me. I don't like the facial hair. Oh, he got a weird looking mouth. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Short.
His nose is a little long.
Shorter.
No, sorry. I'm giving you examples.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
No, listen. I know my limitations too. Absolutely.
But don't you wonder that though? Like, if you're really hot, like, do you know it? And this is more than just, like, having confidence in yourself or whatever.
Yeah. And that's...
Go ahead.
No, that's where I was going to go with it. I think it depends on that person's confidence level. Because I think there are people that are absolutely stunningly gorgeous that we can all agree on. But they are super insecure with themselves and they'll never think it themselves. But then there's also people who are that level. And they are cocky, like, conceited. They know it. And they go around acting
but
like
see,
it.
When I say
those different types of people.
But when I say, do you know you're hot? I'm not saying it like you think you're the ish, like you think you're it. I'm just like, do you, like, just in general, with no, like, judgment to it, just like, do you know you're hot? Like, let's say, and I think to fit into that category, if, you know, you had a group of, you know, people, and 96.9% of them were like, oh, they're hot. That's how, you know. Okay. I don't know if it's just a confidence, because I think, you know, like I said, I think I have confidence, but I know I'm not hot. Mm-hmm. So
Let's all name the hottest person we can think of on the count of three. Ready?
Oh,
1, 2, 3. Leroy. Oh, not the only person.
Oh, my God.
Leroy, sorry. Do you consider yourself hot?
Mm.
Come on, Leroy.
Delicious piece of chocolate.
I don't. I think I gravitate towards what Melissa was saying.
You have confidence in yourself?
Or I got to work on that. I got to work on being confident. Y'all leave me alone.
All right, Leroy's not. Melissa, are you hot?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Alyssa is. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Alyssa's hot. She knows it, too.
So you are hot, and you believe that you are hot.
Yes. However, unless I'm like out with my husband or something, I try very hard to dull it down.
To dull down the hot.
She's like, I gotta ugly myself up.
Are you on Facebook? Because I need pictures. What's your Alyssa?
Yeah, but I don't want to put it out on the radio.
I don't blame you.
I'll give it to you. No, I'll put you on hold. I'll tell you why she doesn't want to put it out.
Wait, I
have
a question.
Oh, you want to ask a little? Okay, good. Listen, yeah. Pebbles has questions.
Okay, so one question is, do you believe you're hot just based on your own assessment, or is this based on years of people, you know, reacting to you in a certain way?
Yeah, I spend years of people.
Let me ask you this. Do you like this, or does it make you feel uncomfortable?
So, I mean, obviously I like it. However, when I say I try and dull it down, so I'm a very short girl. I'm 5 feet, which I think is super cute. I think when girls are short, it's cute. Mm-hmm. But I have very long legs, which I think is very hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into the gym a lot, so, like, you know, I'm fit. I have extremely large chest. Like, I want a reduction.
When I go to the beach and stuff,
we are like a sports bra instead of like a triangle top because I'm very uncomfortable. I also have a really big, like, I mean, for my small body, I do a lot of squats, so my back end ain't so bad.
Wow. No BBL for you.
I don't like it. No, it makes me very uncomfortable because I'm 30, but I look very young.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also kind of awkward for me because I'm like,
this girl.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever used being hot to your advantage? We're all friends here.
I mean, so when I was like single and bar hopping and didn't want to spend my own money, of course.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
But, however, usually no. I usually try and like not act that way because I think you can be the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. If you act hot, you are not attractive. That is very unattractive.
You know what? I appreciate your honesty, Alyssa. Thank you
there
so much.
Is. By the way, we got a bunch
of... a lot of hot people on the line.
Yeah, and I'm noticing that they're all female, so all the guys are the realistic ones.
I want a hot guy to call.
And by the way that Alyssa was describing herself, I could just picture Bob from the Minions, but in reverse, because Bob has short legs and he's got a longer torso. But she said she got long legs and a shorter torso.
Is this a hot guy on the phone?
Stupid.
Unless Adrian, are you a guy or a girl?
Damn.
Guy.
Oh, there you go, Melissa.
Perfect.
There you go.
Do you have questions for Adrian?
Yeah, sure. So, Adrian, you consider yourself hot?
I mean, in the top 90% style, yes.
Okay.
96.9% of people would agree.
So, okay, do you have, like, women, like, falling over you?
And men.
Do you ever have, men too, yes. But, I mean, like, have you ever had a problem, you know, dating or?
No, not really.
When did you come, at what point in your life did you come upon this realization that you were hot? Is this like a recent thing? Have you always felt it?
It was about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Four? That's very specific. Yeah, yeah. What happened 4 years ago? You just started getting hit on a lot?
Yeah, it was weird. I just came outside in my house one day.
And the sun came up, the rain started. I love it.
It was June 3rd,
yeah.
2000.
It was like that, what was the character that they kept in the castle because the mother needed her because she was her hair or whatever?
Oh, Tangled.
Yeah, he was like, once I got out of the castle and I realized... My mom kept me in because she's like, you're too attractive. You're going to cause problems.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.